There you go. Okay, we'll call our meeting to order. Taney County Commission, all members present. Welcome, everyone. See a lot of new faces. Glad to have you today. We've got a number of items on our agenda. Feel free to come and go as you like. After your agenda or what you're interested in, you don't have to stay around, is what I'm trying to say. We'll open with prayer. I've asked Mark Blackwell to open us with a word of prayer for everybody to stand, and then we'll have the pledge.
Dear Lord God, we just want to give you thanks and praise for being a loving and patient Father. Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for your loving sacrifice for all of us. Lord, I just ask that you pour blessings upon all three of these men as they serve you and Taney County. Just ask for a peace at this meeting. And we just give you thanks, name, in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a few seats over this direction for those that are coming in. You're welcome to use the two over here up front if you like. Again, welcome everyone. Mark, thank you for leading us in prayer. Mark is a member of our Planning and Zoning Commission. Thanks for serving on that too, Mark. We open with prayer each Monday morning, and if you would like to lead us in prayer, or you have a church leader, a pastor, or somebody like that, just have them give me a call. We'd love to have them join us that way. Okay, next we're ready for meeting minutes. Anybody want to make a motion?
Sure. I move that we approve 426, 28, 429, and 430.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All right. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable. Excuse me. Hey, Frank, would you mind to see if there might be a chair or two we could drag in or help some folks find a place? Thank you. Okay. Accounts payable.
I saw some transfers too.
Right, we got one transfer from Road and Bridge on some dirt work.
I move that we approve the accounts payable.
I'll second that motion.
With the journal entry?
With the journal entries, excuse me. With journal entries and transfers, yes.
Okay, questions or comments? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, next on our agenda is public comment. I'd like to make a couple of comments before we go into that. A little over a year ago, as the commission well knows, we voted to adopt and operate by Robert's Rules of Order. And we've discussed it a couple of times along the way and just haven't done that. Robert's Rules was put together to facilitate good meetings. And I'd just like to put that on the table and also try to explain what this part of our meeting's about. It's for the public to come before the county commission to bring suggestions, bring complaints, bring ideas of how we can serve better. It's not a place for us to talk about other folks or other entities. It's towards the county commission. So just to remind folks or let you know what this part of our meeting is about. You do need to address the chair. That's the way Robert's Rules works. It's a little bit cumbersome than the way we've been operating. But in order to have a good orderly meeting, I think we need to kind of lean towards that. So with that said, do we have anybody signed up?
Annette Fitzgerald.
Annette. Welcome, young lady. Let me guess what you're going to talk about this morning.
Thank you.
In the essence of time, I'll be brief. I provided you with a packet that covers the information I wanted to share with you, which is the impact of our volunteer income tax assistance program that the commission has funded, and I'm here to thank you for your support of this program. We started 7 years ago, and we had 264 participants, I think. This year, we surpassed 1,068, so we met our goal. A lot of that is attributed to the need of the community. We have served low to moderate income families, and this year our families received $812,499 in federal refunds. That's just for their federal. Then additionally got state refunds, and this year our economic impact for Stone and Taney County is over $2.5 million, which is money that they spend in the local community. And we saved them nearly $214,000 in tax preparation fees. I couldn't do this without your financial support and our volunteers. We had 22 volunteers who contributed their time to this. One of them is here with me today. Judy, thank you. And just to sum up, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about the program results because I think it speaks to our efforts. We had participant surveys, and in that we found that over half of our participants were returning participants. We do have a transient community here, and the other participants reported that they learned about our VITA program from their friends or family or someone that had shared that information in addition to our outreach efforts through the community agencies that support us. But I think the most empowering thing is what they were going to do with their refunds. And of those, when asked what they plan to spend their money on, a majority of them plan to pay down debt or use it for everyday expenses. And so they will be using that money in the local community because they need it. And it's at a time when most of them are unemployed. Of those, additional 20% said they would save. And I think that speaks well to how they manage and get by from payday to payday. And so with that, I'd just like to again thank you for your support and continued support of our University of Missouri Extension and our volunteer income tax program.
Questions of Jeanette?
Yeah. Yes.
Questions? Comment?
I have a comment. I just think that I applaud University of Extension for their efforts in this. It helps the middle-income and low-income families, and we really appreciate it. It's something that benefits the entire citizenry of Stone and Taney County.
Annette, what did the county, I think I remember, how much money did the county and Stone County also participated, correct?
$100 was provided through Taney County. We had $1,000 from Stone County, and we got matching funds from Operation Roundup, which was about $2,000. So we run the program on around $4,000, and that does not include any paid. That's for paper, supplies, printers, all the things. Right. The university did grant us or provided us this year with 8 new computers, so I was able to expand, and we had an expansion this year into Stone County because we only had one site over there. We have 3 sites in Taney County. And so we expanded over there to the library in Kimberling City, and they were able to serve more people. And a majority of our participants, even though we had less filers in terms of federal filings, we had more people coming in for property tax assistance, which was a big increase this year. So our numbers were up, the number that filed for federal, because many of them didn't have a tax obligation. They just didn't make enough money. And you might compare that to federal filings from H&R Block were down 10%, and Jackson Hewitt was down 16%. So I think the fact that we maintained our numbers was speaking pretty good for our people.
And And you wanted to take this opportunity to invite folks to volunteer for next year. And your office is where?
Thank you. Yes, we are looking for volunteers. I particularly appreciate our senior volunteers. My office is located down near the Yellow House right next to the new jail. And we always are looking for people that want to contribute their time. We ask you volunteer 4 hours a week, and it's 10 weeks. And so you can see our numbers. Our volunteers contributed the equivalent of $30,000 in free volunteer time, which is the equivalent of a whole person. So that's helping us and reaching out to the community as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Annette. Okay. Excellent.
Art Winner.
Art Winner. Art, your turn, sir. Come on up to the podium, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm Art Winner. I live on Y Highway. I'm here on behalf of my mother-in-law, Anita Torrance, who lives on Sunset, and her neighbor, Linda Hansen, who's a double amputee. We would like to try to get an extension on the county road or county maintenance. They stopped just short of my mother-in-law's house, which would be another 220 feet. We understand that blacktop would be put back to blacktops, gravel to gravel. But, well, we're asking for this extension because my mother-in-law is 94 and neighbor's double amputee. There is one street down the road, Moon Lane, Moon Road, whatever you want to call it, that was gravel, and it's several hundred yards long and has been blacktopped. And I don't understand why we can't get 220 feet extension on what the county used to maintain. Where they stopped is was probably 20 years ago when there weren't any houses, but now there's three more houses. Well, where they were stopping, there was no place for the maintainer or anybody for the county to turn around. It's very narrow, and there's trees, so they got it back down the street. But if there were blacktop, this 220-foot down to my mother-in-law's, she has given the kit. She wrote a note to the county. She's given them permission to use her driveway as a turnaround and back out to if they would come down or could come down that far.
That's Art, I've received, I think, a couple of three letters to that effect, and maybe all of us have. And we have posted you, and evidently we didn't get you notified well, at 1 o'clock today. We've got that issue on the agenda, Sunset Road, in public comment now. We're not allowed to vote on an issue, so we're going to have to stall you until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But we're planning to address
that's
that.
That's fine. I just wanted to let you know that she has given you written permission to come down here to turn around and back in her driveway.
Right. Anyway. Very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Art. Next.
Pat Dooley.
Pat, welcome, young lady. You better know what you're going to talk about, too.
First of all, I was very disappointed to find out by radio this morning that I was not on the agenda. I called the office last week, and I was assured I was. The minutes from the February 24th meeting also says that I was to be back by May 3rd, so I will take my 5 minutes to do this. Taney County Commissioners, gentlemen, at the February 24th, 2010 meeting, you indicated if you were presented with at least 750 signatures of Taney County registered voters by May 3rd, 2010, the commissioners would do the following. One, have the Taney County clerk verify the signatures. Two, forward the verified petition signatures to the Secretary of State in Jefferson City to arrive there no later than May 25, 2010 for final certification. Three, have a ballot placed on the August 3, 2010 election for the Senior Citizen Services Fund tax levy pursuant to Section 67.900 of Chapter 67 of the Missouri Revised Statutes. Accordingly, attached hereto are 66 pages representing 1,080 signatures. Please proceed with our agreement as outlined. Thank you.
Okay. Pat, I apologize. Why don't you give it to Nikki? You'll probably be good. Or you want that, Donna?
I'll take the petition.
Okay. I'm sorry. Donna Neely, our county clerk, will take it. I apologize. I don't know what happened to not have you on the agenda. I had heard that you were going to be, but we can get it posted for tomorrow or next day. And
I mean, the process right now would be to have Donna or the clerk's office certify them. As soon as they get certified, then we'll have that vote to put it on the ballot. I mean, once again, I there was a lot of confusion last week with the we had somebody out of the office, but I remember the conversation. It was supposed to be on the agenda, so I apologize also. Once again, you know, I'd committed that I'll vote for to put it on the ballot if we have 750 valid signatures, so my position hasn't changed whatsoever.
Okay. Any other comments there? All right. Pat?
I would like to have comments from the other two commissioners.
Ditto to Jim. Yeah, we committed to it. I don't think there's any question about that in my mind.
When we make a promise to the people, we keep the promise.
Thank you.
Bet. All right.
Darlene Kagan.
Darlene.
I am a Taney County resident and registered voter, and I am just asking for additional support. But since the three of you have indicated that you will vote to put this on the ballot, my words are basically empty at this point.
Okay.
But the need is here, and the resources to provide the need are sorely lacking. We need to get the resources for many, many people in this county for services for seniors over 60. Thank you, gentlemen.
Very good. Next one.
Looks like Don Bruns.
Don Bruns.
Don Bruns.
Morning, Don.
Morning. Thank you. I'm here representing Christine Thompson, who is the Director of Office on Aging over at the Branson Community Center, and Meals on Wheels. And I, too, am in favor of this tax, and I think we need to get on the ballot. And I think most of the older people like myself are in favor of it. I appreciate your concerns. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Don. Next, Nikki.
Linda, I cannot tell what the last name is.
How about Linda somebody?
Sorry.
Linda
Jacobs. Okay, I apologize.
Yes. Morning, Linda.
Morning. I'm not sure that it's not maybe my handwriting.
Okay.
I'll lay it to them. No, I am Linda Jaggers, and I've been center administrator here at Forsyth Senior Center for 33 years. I have seen the comings, and I'm really for this on, you know, on the senior services tax. Anyway, and it's because of the many things that are needed for our seniors. You know, it's the in-home services. If you've ever had a mother, a father, from where I sit, someone in the home that maybe is not ready for the nursing home, nobody wants to go there, but yet they need services that we can't supply because funds aren't there. And that's what these funds are put. Whether it's in-home services, it's transportation to take these back and forth to the doctors because so many kids still have to work and they can't do this stuff. But these are things that this money could be used for to support these seniors.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the work you do out there.
Jeff Robinson.
Jeff Robinson.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. All right, sir. Thanks.
I know it says Lawrence County. But
thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm Jeff Robinson with Oates Transportation. We're based out of Springfield, Missouri. And we have 17 counties here in southwest Missouri. I am not a Taney County resident. I live in Rogersville, Missouri. However, I just want to, I'm here in support of the senior tax fund. From the transportation perspective. And, of course, with transportation, you can get folks out to go just about anywhere, do anything. What I handed you was a Lawrence County fact sheet, and it showed right now in all 17 counties, southwest Missouri, we have at least one bus that operates in each county. And that bus is predominantly funded by the Area Agency on Aging and federal funding. And of course, those buses are really stretched to take care of the folks. Here in Taney County, we've got the one bus, and they operate anywhere from 3 to 4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week. One of the most recent additions was adding the food bank trip once a month. Of course, stretched too thin. We get calls from folks that are trying to get to the senior center, and of course, when that bus is going to Forsyth and Rockaway Beach, and of course, stuck on the other side of Branson sometimes, you know, in traffic, it's really difficult to get the folks to the senior center or to some other place they need to go. Now, what I gave you was a Lawrence County fact sheet, and that shows FY07 numbers. That's when we had our one county bus in Lawrence County. Since the senior tax fund pitched in, and of course we also got some supporting funds from DD board and other federal funding, you can see the huge increase of folks going shopping, medicals, things like that. So instead of just running the folks to and from Springfield or to and from Aurora or Marionville, we've got a bus operating in Aurora. On that sheet right there, in Aurora every day of the week. Now we have two buses running every day of the week. And just to give you an example of what it cost, right now running that extra bus in Aurora and to Pierce City twice a week, for about $25,000, you can get about $100,000 worth of transportation service. So, anyway, just your support, the same thing those other folks are in support of.
Appreciate you bringing the information.
All right.
I think I see a couple of drivers out here, maybe. Fast. Mr. Webb, did you drive a little bit for the... Or no, that's another one. I've got the wrong one there. Sorry about that. Well, anyway, thanks for coming. Nikki?
Dorothy Nolly.
Dorothy? Welcome, Dorothy.
I'm Dorothy Knowles, and I'm the CEO of the Southwest Missouri Office on Aging. I have met each of you, I believe, at other times. I want to tell you that I realize that this is a tough time in the economy, and what we're talking about is a tax. What it does for your county is immeasurable compared to the small amount. It's 0.005 on the $100 assessed valuation. That is very reasonable, and if you have a sheltered workshop program, it's the same process as what they go through, and so you can look on your tax and see what that would be. We have this in 9 of the 17 counties that I serve now. You can visit with the commissioners in Stone or Christian County, your neighbors, and find out about the valuable resources that we have been able to work with that tax board. And I say we because the Southwest Missouri Office on Aging has a presence in every county. We provide services such as the senior centers, home-delivered meals, transportation through our contractors, homemaker services through our contractors. There's no way we can possibly meet the entire needs. We have never allowed the tax money to supplant the dollars that we place there, though. And we have a track record that goes back to in Lawrence County in 1989. We haven't had increases in funds, but we continue to put the amount of support that we have now in our programs continually. It's a goodbye for the community. It not only helps the seniors, it helps the children who don't have to lose time taking off to take care of their parents because there's other people to do it. And it helps the grandchildren even in the fact that there's going to be more resources left in their family later on. So I heard you say that you supported it. I encourage the audience to support it and to tell everyone in the county it's a good thing and it provides a good service. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy. Next.
Bob Shantz.
Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, I'm a senior citizen, almost 73 years old. I think this tax is a joke. and don't throw eggs at me.
Hey, Bob, you're starting off on the wrong foot. Please follow the folks that
Well, the tax is not acceptable to every...
Bob, if you can't speak in the same manner as the rest of the folks...
Well, I'm sorry. I've got bronchitis. What? You want me to whisper?
Just speak your issue. You don't have to
I'll speak the issue then. Okay. The ladies are talking about if you're a child and you got an adult mother. I had an adult mother for 3 years dying on a hospital bed. I couldn't get any help because I lived 3 or 4 miles too far. Here's a map of Taney County. Everybody from corner to corner is going to be charged this tax. I'll bet you that everybody will not get the benefits of this tax. I'm having hard times myself right now, thinking of having somebody to move in with me. I can't pay my bills. I buy my food, and one man at a meeting a few weeks ago says, it's not the food, it's the companionship. I laid in bed 3 or 4 days this past week. I'm going to the doctor as soon as I'm out of here. I'm having a hard time breathing, bronchitis, eye problems. Nobody helped me. The fellow up the street, I had to give him $10 to go to the store and buy me something so I can eat. I can't get Meals on Wheels. And until these people say they will go from corner to corner to every single road, then maybe we can have the tax. But otherwise, it's taxation without representation. And it's wrong. It's dead wrong. I got nothing. My poor mother died, got nothing. And I'm sorry, this is not right. There's 50,000 people in Taney County, roughly that amount. You know, it depends what you read, 47, 50, 52. And you go down to the center there, and their figures, if you take their figures, which Ms. Dooley wrote, how many thousand meals they gave all year, divide it by 365 meals, you get 60-something meals a day. We're going to get $500,000 to pay 66 people to eat? And, you know, it's a little country club over there.
Bob, that's enough. Now, you're calling names and you're calling an organization names. I think you've gone far enough.
I think you've gone far enough, too, Mr.
All right, thank you. No, ma'am. Sorry. Next.
Sheila Wyatt.
How long is the list to speak here?
Sheila Wyatt is the last person to be here.
So Sheila, who's this guy? Where is he at?
Sir.
Oh, thank you.
Who's next, Nikki?
Sheila.
Sheila.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, she's
can I sign up? I've been here since 1975.
Yes, sir, you may sign up.
Good for an old guy. Thank you.
Welcome. Good morning.
Hi. I don't know if this is the time right now, if you have any more that want to speak from the public, due to it being the first of the month and kind of busy in the office on a Monday morning, is it possible, I notice you do have down later in the agenda about the penalties and interest, is it possible for you to go ahead and go over the issue now, or do I need to, or can you send someone down to get me when you get ready for it?
Bring us up to speed, Sheila. What are you talking about?
I have a, it's on the agenda down lower. I have a same thing as I believe it was last week, identically the same customer that the deed was filed in March of 07, and it wasn't split out in the assessor's office until 09, and then the bill was put in the name of the previous owner's name instead of the customer's name. And then so the original bill went out in October to not the correct person, and then we sent delinquent notices out in April. And I got a letter from the customer strongly objecting to the $300 penalties and interest because it's the first notice he ever received. So I was just going to ask the commission if you'd agree to hear it, and I've already told it, under 52-240, when it's a county error, that the customer be allowed to pay the base amount.
Are we needing to do this pronto, or will it wait until we get to it in the agenda? Did you have something else to do? Did I miss?
Okay.
I just need to wait till the order.
You want to wait to the order?
Yeah, okay. Because we're in public comment. We can't vote on it. It's a public comment until...
Okay, that's fine. Then can you send someone down to the office and get me when that time comes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Then, Ben's, I'm up here. I had considered strongly, a lot of things are going on and a lot of accusations have been made, and sometimes you look away and do your job. And you have to wonder when it's important to just continue to do your job, or when your job, when you're working for the people, if your job is to bring more light. And I've given it very serious thought in what my job is in that. And I was yesterday, maybe it kind of came clear, and, you know, we can all set into a speech and we can all hear things and we all can interpret it different ways based on, I think, where we're at in life. And what I heard yesterday in the end just kind of spoke to me that maybe I should speak. And the statement was made is, how often are you guilty of looking away? And I just want to say that every one of us make mistakes, every one of you gentlemen up there and probably everyone here in this audience. I do it quite often. And when I make a mistake, I just have to correct it, go about correcting as best we can. And as you know, right now we have a mistake that we're dealing with here in the county, a sweet young lady, but it was just a mistake. And we're going to solve that issue later in the week, I hope so. And we're not going to turn that mistake, I hope not, Mr. Stoffis, over to the prosecuting attorney. We're just going to correct it, go about correcting it the best way that we can, as what we should do, each one of us. We're everyone working for the people, and we're supposed to do the best job that we can. We're not supposed to choose one person and treat them differently. I just urge each of us to get rid of the bitterness, the rage, the anger, the conniving, and the slander. And I would urge each one of us to start putting all of our efforts to working for the people of this great county that we've been hard to work for. I realize it's a political year, and I realize that probably I shouldn't be up here speaking to this, but I am so disappointed in some things. And if it continues, I would suggest every one of us involved take that, and I can't think of the proper name, but I'll just call it a lie detector test. Put it on the table and speak the truth, because everything that we say and everything that we do is recorded, and we need to remember that always. Thank you so much.
You got another one.
Gary.
Gary, come on up to the mic if you would, please.
Sorry.
And your last name, too, for the record, please.
Okay. My name is Gary J. Knudsen. I've lived in Taney County since November of 1975. I have no political agenda, and I want to thank Mr. Pinnell, Mr. Stoffis, and Mr. Strahan for allowing me to speak. There will be no rocks thrown. It'll be all positive. I'm not going to rebut anybody or any debate. That's not what America's about. We have an aging population in the United States. I've paid into the Social Security for 53 years, and my business has been good to me. I didn't get any help from anybody, and I'm going to have a really good retirement. I'm going to retire in April. But we need to take care of our seniors because they built this country. And the tax is minimal. And if you can't afford that kind of a tax, then you better just get out of Dodge and get on welfare altogether. But I never got any welfare. And I'm proud to be an American, and I'm a good one. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you coming.
Sir?
What you need, Bob?
I just need to clarify his last name.
Okay. Your last name again?
My name is Gary J. Canoes. If you like to see my CDL.
She just needs the spelling.
I just couldn't. K-N-U-D-T-S-O-M.
She couldn't read your writing as well.
Canoe, the address is sort of lower. The name is, our name is Canoes. It's local. Second generation.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Helen, okay.
Helen?
I'm sorry I didn't sign up before the meeting. I wasn't aware elected officials needed to sign up. I apologize. I've had this on my mind for a while, and I'm Helen Suki, Taney County Treasurer, and to make this speech, but waiting for the time and the place, and the appropriate time and the place, and so I had this prepared this morning to read. In light of developments and statements that have been made regarding an incident between Commissioner Pennell and myself, I feel the time to be silent is over. On March 16th, Commissioner Pennell came into my office, which is the County Treasurer's office, to inquire about a check I'd been holding for January Commission minutes to Aegis Engineering. He asked if I still had the check, and I said yes. He then stated that he and Commissioner Straffes had decided the check could be released, and Aegis was there that day attending the Taney County Sewer Board meeting, and could he have the check to deliver to them. I stated that the last time I'd talked to Commissioner Straffes about the payment, he told me he still wanted to talk to the Planning and Zoning Department regarding this payment, and he had not had a chance to do that yet. Commissioner Pennell stated Commissioner Straffes had agreed to release the check. After further discussion, I went into the vault where the check was kept and gave the check to Commissioner Pennell, which he then took to the Aegis employee. I typed the document, which I have everyone sign when they're picking up an approved check for a vendor. The document stated the conversation between Commissioner Pennell and myself, and I quote, "Per discussion with Presiding Commissioner Pennell, this check was approved by Commissioner Pennell and Western Commissioner Jim Straffes. Will attach 2 minutes when they are received." Since Commissioner Pennell was still in the Taney County Sewer Board meeting at this time, I gave the document for his signature to one of his assistants in the commission office, which he did sign, and she then returned the signed receipt to the treasurer's office for our records. I've not spoken about this until this time because I was under the impression we had been directed by the prosecuting attorney not to comment on this incident. I can no longer keep silent because the truth has not been told. My office does not and will not release accounts payable checks without the consent of two commissioners. I do require signed documents when someone is picking up an approved payable check to deliver or hold for a vendor over the amount of $500, and I carried out, I felt, both of these rules. It has been stated by Commissioner Pennell that he made a mistake, and I believe he realizes he did. But he has never stated that he misinformed me about Commissioner Straffes' approval of the check or apologized to me for this incident. As a matter of fact, he has repeatedly denied our conversation regarding Mr. Straffes' approval of the check, even though the document he signed stated otherwise. I feel my integrity and the way I conduct the business of the County Treasurer's Office has been brought into question, and it's my desire that the people of this county know that they can trust me to daily carry out the duties of my office in an honest and trustworthy manner. Thank you.
Helen, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the day I sent you an email and asked you to sit down and visit about this issue with your pastor or another church leader?
Yes.
And did you accept that offer?
I did not, because at that time, and if you received my email back, at that time I was under the impression that we were not to discuss this with anyone.
Helen, you've been silent, you said, but somehow the newspapers over the last 4 or 5 weeks have had all kinds of comments about me yelling, about harassing, verbal abuse. You and I have prayed together many times in this courthouse together. And this is really tough.
It is.
And I question, I told you what I told you. And I question whether you heard me or not. But I told you just as I told the lie detector. I told you that I assumed Mr. Straffes, since he had put the check back into the accounts payable, was ready to pay it. The gentleman had been waiting nearly 2 months. He had not received, if I remember correctly, when we met the other day with him, he had not heard from the commission. We were just holding his money. And I had compassion on him, and I came to you, and I explained to you that here's the evidence. I mean, I don't know what I showed you, but we had the note from, I believe Nikki had written, that Jim had asked it to be put back into accounts payable. And that's why I came to you, because I assumed, and that was the big mistake I've made. And it's been used, I mean, it's just made a mess of our county government. Yes, just made a mess of your and my relationship. I mean, we've enjoyed revivals together.
Yes, we have.
And I think I spoke very clearly to you that the reason that I felt that it was all right was because Jim had put the invoice, asked it to be put back in accounts payable. And still yet, I don't understand why you would do that. I mean, why did we wait 2 months? Why didn't we talk to the people? I have all kinds of questions. But I'm really sorry. But I took the polygraph test simply because that's what I told you. And I'd like to think that you heard something else. And you know, my mind wanders sometimes when somebody's talking to me and I don't pick up what they're saying. And I hope that's what's happened. But I didn't make anything up. That's why I did it. And that's simply all there was to it.
I have played it over and over in my mind and played, you know, because it does bother me. I don't like contention. I wasn't raised that way. I don't like disagreements. I like to be able to walk down the hall and meet anyone I can meet and be friendly. But I do believe, and this is what I've played over and over in my mind, if any commissioner, any of the three of you, would come into my office and say, Helen, you have a check in your vault, and the invoice is in the box for next Monday, and I'm pretty sure one of the other commissioners is going to approve it. Could I go ahead and have that? Chuck, that doesn't make sense. That is just not done.
That's not what I said to you, Helen.
I know.
I told you that Jim had asked it to be put back for the following Monday in accounts payable.
Yes.
That's what I told you.
To be discussed and approved the next Monday.
No, I didn't add any of that. I said I assume that he's ready to pay it because he's put it back into accounts payable.
Well, the reason I did this today is because I wanted to have a written statement for the paper because, like I said, I have kept silent and I wanted to make a public statement because a lot of times when you're one-on-one with a newspaper, maybe sometimes things just don't exactly come across the way you meant for them to be. So I have read my written statement, and that's all I'm going to say on the matter, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you all. Anyone else? Nope.
Can I ask one question?
Oh, gosh. Technically, by the Roberts rules, sir, we approved it was prior to the meeting starting. That's what our document, the ordinance.
We haven't been here before.
Okay, Helen, what do you have? I mean, Donna, what do you have? Oh, wait a minute. What's it concerning? What's the issue?
That's the very issue.
No, I believe we're going to stop the meeting on that. I'm sorry. If you all would like to come in next week, if we continue this kind of discussion.
Can I sign up? I mean, we had other people sign up after the meeting began.
Jim's telling me that our rules say that after the meeting started that we can't add anymore. Now, that's not the way we've played. We let Gary do that, and so we're kind of got two sets of rules here.
Yep.
Excuse me just a second. Our visitors, and let's visit as a commission. Do we want to allow other folks to sign up and speak or not? Discussion, please.
I mean, the ordinance that we passed, which is the modification of the Roberts rules from last spring, was that after the meeting started, we were not going to have anybody sign up. The other part of that is that we're not supposed to make any comments from the bench in public comment. It is supposed to be a one direction when they're informing the commission of items. So so that's what we approved.
Okay. Well, we all know that we have varied from that over this last year many, many times. The question is, do we want to vary from it now and allow other folks to speak or say no?
I don't know how you do this. You addressed Helen. We had a gentleman come up and sign up after. So I don't know how you address this and be fair with everybody that is present. I can tell you we're going to have a lengthy discussion on this next week. There won't be this kind of crowd here to listen, but there is misleadings and things in these issues that will be brought forth by the commission. And I'm thoroughly disgusted with what's taking place, and it is an embarrassment to Taney County. And we, as elected officials, each one of us have a responsibility, and each official is voted on separately. We don't vote on a county commission to run every other elected office. We don't vote. That is your opportunity to vote for a treasurer, an auditor, a collector, and so on and so forth. So we have no boss in these issues. And next week, there'll be some issues brought up that will clarify a lot of the statements that were made. I was thoroughly disgusted with the newspaper, some of the newspaper articles. I think that it's, I don't know where we go from this point on. If you allow certain people to speak and you don't allow others to speak, are you being fair to the public? If you have people walk up and sign up, nothing against you, sir. I don't blame you at all for wanting to speak on this issue. You are a senior citizen and it involves you. This, but I don't see that we can stop someone else if we allow you to respond to Helen's issue and we allow this gentleman here, who I don't even know, have perfect respect for, to speak, then I don't know where we sit on letting anybody else speak.
Mr. Strait, excuse me, Gary, but you're gonna have to.
I've got to leave. I've got to go out of town. I've got some business to appoint.
Are you? I'm not sure I understood you. Are you saying you want to go ahead and let other folks speak? Because that's the question we need to answer.
Well, Mr. Pendleton, you are presiding commissioner.
You want me to rule? That'll be fine.
Mr. Pendleton, you're a presiding commissioner, and whenever something takes place that is out of the rules of order, you sat here and brought forth the Roberts Rules of Order that we were going to follow today, and then you turned around and let this gentleman sign up to speak afterwards, and then you addressed Helen when you wouldn't let other people address back. So I don't understand myself how you're going to operate the meeting.
Sir, I have never stopped you or Mr. Strophis from addressing the people at the podium.
I didn't say you did.
What did you just say?
I just got through saying that you addressed Helen back in the public comment section when you wouldn't allow other people to address other issues. And then we had a gentleman sign up after we'd already started speaking. So I don't understand. You're presiding commissioner, and you should have put a stop to it at that point.
I think I explained that up front, that this is a meeting to the county commission. It is not a meeting between folks in the audience. And, yes, I did stop them from talking to each other in the audience. They're supposed to be speaking to the county commission. And I've invited both of you many times to interrupt me if you don't feel like I'm handling it well. I've made that very open. And you didn't stop me from, I mean, this isn't just one time. We've been doing this for a year. And we've been going back and forth. I'm just asking what the commission wants to do.
I mean, either decision is going to offend one side or the other.
That's part of our job, isn't it?
Yeah. I would just like to just stop the public comment because I don't think it'll be very productive at this point. And if you're gonna, are you gonna post something next week, then Danny?
I am posting issues next week
that
will be addressed to these issues that have been commented on today.
Okay.
So is that your voice also? Then you want to stop public comment, then Danny?
I don't know how you'd be fair to the other folks, but I guess probably you would. You're elected to preside over the meeting, so.
Okay. We'll go ahead then, and because I'm with you, I'm going to go ahead and preside and let other folks sign up. We'll take a couple minute recess. Okay. If you want to sign up, come up and sign the form here with Nikki. So we'll take a quick break.
Presiding Commissioner and Mr.